Okay.
200.
Yeah. Or maybe, okay, we're on page 200, which can't be any closer to 200 than actually being on 200. Okay. Let's see, we did this, okay. Okay, we're up to the Berlacha Eino Mitzdarf. All right, so again, what we've been talking about here is, you know, as long as you can still eat and another guy joins you when he actually is eating, right, so that's okay. He can be part of your Zeman. So again, we, like I said, in my house, what we'll do is we have company that's staying in the house. We won't necessarily rush to bench. We're not going to necessarily wait forever until the guy shows up, but more often than not, we've been in the middle of our meal, and the guy has, you know, and one of the guys sleeping by us shows up. So, right? And even if we're done with dessert already, we'll offer the guy some dessert as long as we didn't say Havlon and Avarch, or as long as we didn't say, you know, or we didn't wash Mayim Achronim, so it's still, everybody's still eligible. But if you do those things, you make a real Hesach Hadas, then look at the Berlach, Einam Etzdarf, you cannot join in. Ayin Borzer Roshvot Salachadash Zeo, Dafkik Shoy Shnayim Avo Shlishi, that's two and then a third guy comes. Avalhecha Shachlu Shloshish and Ischai Vekor Bezimun. Shubach Velch Kazayas, if a fourth guy shows up and he eats a Kazayas, Afilu Nutlu Yedeim, even Oshom Rahavlan Navar, Kanji Tarkimon, Mizamin Lohem Motsiyim Yedei Chovas Zimun. So here you have a very cute situation. Everybody already washed Mayim Achronim. The guy walks in, still eating. So he eats a little bit more. He can be the one who leads the Zimun, right? That he can somehow be Metzdarf since you already have a built-in Zimun, right? So that's what the Orze Ruos writes. Ubezeh Yishe Mashi Hikshu Rishonim Me'ahi Deshim Ben Shatach Ayin Sham Achim Mishai Rishonim Shiteretz Bofen Acher Mashmo Sfirlei Hachir, right? It's not such a agreed upon Svara, right? Because again, how is he joining in with them if he didn't join in with them at all? I understand he can answer, like no big deal to answer, but to lead the Zimun when he had no shaychus to them, and by the time he started eating, they were already, you know, done eating, and done meaning Mayim Achronim, right? So, okay, so that's the Orze Ruos says it works, others say no. Okay, so he's sending the next Berlach Imahim. Right, he doesn't join them. I am primum shalom de bircha zimun shel shlosh kolecha shesh sofek ledina mitzdarfen. If you have a sofek machlokas in halacha, whether a guy's mitzdarf or not, so you can be mitzdarf. Hayne de rishus lamazam, they can do it. Right, avol be bircha zimun shel asara shesh haskaras Hashem istapik shom imut mizem shum chomer losis avchenot b'chayotam. Okay, so that seems to be you know, pretty obvious. You have a suffix whether you have a Zimun. Guy says, I ate, I'm not eating anymore. I don't know if I had a Kazayas or not. Okay, you have a suffix. So, again, what is the downside?
You say Shem Hashem,
no, no. To say Elokeinu?
So Elokeinu
is worse than Yishem Hashem Mevarach Me'atav Yad Olam.
So that's Hashem, isn't it?
That's really just a praising of Hashem, right? When you say Nevarach Elokeinu, you're specifically adding which you need a minion for. So that's more of a Davar Shebekdusha.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That part of it.
Mm-hmm. Because of the word Elokeinu?
Yeah.
Or,
oh. Yeah, the Elokeinu part. So that, and that, even that he's Mesopic, maybe you still could do it. Like, again, it's not, you know, we talked about this once before, but, you know, the idea of if you have a minion, and or if you have nine guys and a 11-year-old kid, can he be Mitzdarif? Right, so okay. So some people say absolutely not. Right, the machlokes. The Mishulchan brings down both opinions. We pasken. I tell people that they can be yotzei that way, right? Because I've seen gedolim rely on it. So, but Rav Moshe says that it's okay. You could do it. The only thing he's concerned about, meaning, so fine. So you say Baruch Hu, right? So again, it's Hashem's name, but again, it's not a bracha. Right, brachas are what we're more concerned about. And that's what he says, losisa, that somehow nevarach elokeinu somehow makes it a turns it into a bracha, berachas hazimun. Right, and so Moshe says, so you want to say kedusha, you want to say baruchu, doesn't, you know, it's okay. So what's the downside that you said kaddish, and you really only had nine guys, right? So what's the downside of that in kaddish?
It says Birchas Zimin Shel Shlosha also.
Right. Okay.
Use the same Losha.
Yeah, but the bracha for that is the Baruch Atah Azonas Ha'olam Kolob Tuvo, right? Because that's part of that Birchas Zimun. So it includes that first bracha, which you have to say anyway for benching. But Rav Moshe says he's bothered for Chazaras Hashatz. If you really need if it doesn't count for a minyan, then you're just saying a bunch of bracha levatolos. Kiddusha levatol is not so bad, and Kaddish levatol is not so bad, Baruch levatol is not so bad. Right, but brachas are bad. Brachas we don't want you to do. So he says that the shliach tzibur in that case should go ahead and not daven with the other nine guys. He should go ahead and just do a silent shmona esrei. He should be the chazar sashatz. Okay, and this way he avoids the issue. So again, things that are not, you know, so fatal if you mess up, right? So okay, so I understand. Suffolk zimun of three is no big deal. Suffolk of 10, and I'm sure the reason that it's a mesupik on the suffix of 10 is because maybe it's not real bracha.
So we do, it says baruch she'achanu, right? Baruch Elokeinu
she'achanu. Right.
So the baruch, as you're saying.
Again, so he maybe says, but he's only mesupik on that, right? He says he's mesupik, right, of lo sisa, that maybe when you say mentioning Hashem's name, one should not be on a suffix.
Right.
Okay, but... But if it's not for the fact that it was a suffix, he would not, right? I'm saying the fact that it's a suffix, so why get involved? And you could do Zeman even without Hashem's name or Yotze. Okay.
No, they don't have Zeman.
What's that, Tzvartis?
Oh, no, they do.
The women
Zeman. Okay. We're going to get to that soon. Okay, and then we have the last one. Right, we said Mayim Achronim is the same sort of hefsek. He says Ayim Magram Sivkat and Gil Mashe B'Shem Abach. Says the Bach brings down that it's a mitzvah for the two people to go ahead to wash again, make a new hamotzi, eat a little bit to make a zimun. Right, so that's the Bach Shita. Right, yeah. So he says, "V'lo hatakte." I did not bring this down to Kfar Sigubeli Rabu B'Shari Tshuva. V'ayim B'taz Siman Kuf Tzad Gimel Siv Katan Ches Gam Vosover Kfar Sigubeli Rabu. A lot of Achronim don't like that, and therefore, you don't have a chiyuv, and now you're trying to recreate it by doing something a little, not traditional. Okay, now here we get to the big question: how much do you have to actually eat, and what do you have to actually eat? So he says in Beis, Tisha Shachlu Dagon V'yachal Ochal Kazayis Yarek. So nine people eating bread, one guy eats a celery stick. It's Tarif and Lahaskar Hashem. That works. Afu V'tibol Imohim Ela Bitzir. Right? Even all he did was dip it into some brine. Olo Shos Imohim Ela Kos Echad Sheesh Barvias. Right? Or only drank a kos that has a revias. We call Mashka. From any other liquid besides water, right? He will join in. And remember, this is why it's critical. Water does not count. You can't offer the guy a cup of water.
Right? Even if he's thirsty.
The one who benches has to be the one who ate bread. Now you're going to say, well, obviously, the guy who ate the carrot stick, why should he be leading the benching? Again, technically, you could argue that maybe he could be motzi. Everybody else is a chiyuv d'oraisa benching. So he's motzi them. And even if he's not, even if he does not need to be yotze, right? But the person who's benching should be the guy who eats bread. We have filu shiva achol dagon shloshi yarek mitzarfin aval shisha lo deruba de min kerbuina. Right? So this, you have this concept. We don't have it in too many places, but we have this idea of ruba de minker, right? A majority where it has to be a noticeable majority that ate bread. Right, six people out of 10, right, 6 and 4, right, maybe it doesn't look so obvious that they're all eating bread, but 7 out of 10 is a very significant, as the Shulchan Aruch calls it, a ruba de minker, it's a noticeable rove. Okay, so this is critical, right, because when you're inviting the guests to sit down at the table, right, you know, you can offer them food, often they don't want food, you can offer them drink. The drink just can't be water. It doesn't have to be wine. drinking apple juice, orange juice. I think that's what one of our most recent company did. They took some orange juice, a glass of orange juice. Has to be a shear or a vias. Okay, Zion, back on 200. De'af de'al yera game of Aruch and Berachas Hamazon, you call Malkum Yachal Tzarev Lanaz Baruch Shachal Mishalom. Even though you don't bench on a carrot, but you can say Baruch Shachal Mishalom because you ate. And you ate a shear of a kezayis. Kezayis yarek taimo dekiven shomer shachalnu. Ein achila pachas mi kezayis, right? There's no din of achila less than a kezayis, right? We see this in all sorts of mitzvahs and in karbanos, right? You have to eat a kezayis, right? We know that the bracha, let's say on maror, is al achilas maror, right? So therefore you have to eat a kezayis, right? Because bracha is achila, and achila always means a kezayis. And he says, O mishum debo inan she is chayv al kopon and mishum bracha. Right, that he has to be chayv in some bracha achrona, which would require kezayis. The pachos me kezayis ain chiyah mishum bracha achar chilas alas and kezayis is no chiyah bracha achrona. Kavur the common simon. No, I can't see. It's got a hole through it. Okay.
Reish yud.
Reish yud. Okay. Mitzdarfin. So as long as they eat a shear, they can be mitzdarf. Beim kvar berach bracha achrona, shuvin yachol lezamin alav de kvar nistalek mehem. Now, if he makes a bracha achrona before he joins you, right, then he cannot be part of the zimun. Right. The question then becomes, let me see if he just talks about the other side of that possibility, which is.
We said that
a guy who ate and benched could be mitzarev to the zimun. Right? He ate already. They all three ate. They had a chiyuv zimun, and the guy forgot, and he ended up benching. We said that even though he's not yosi zimun anymore, but he could still join their zimun. Now, if that's the case, what do you mean? He made a bracha achrona. He's not eating anymore with them.
It's not enough. He's too...
Right? So, but
too weak.
But for somehow, the fact that, right, you didn't eat bread, and you are now, you already made your bracha achrona, right? You can't be part of the zimun. Now, what I was looking for to see is, but can you be mitzdarev to the zimun? I mean, let's say there's five guys who are benching, and you ate a carrot, and now can you answer the Baruch Shachal Mishalom, right, on your carrot if you already made your bracha achrona? Not clear, but therefore one should be careful.
Well, we said that by the guy who benched already, he also...
No, but we said, but the benching guy, the guy who benched, had a real chiyuv zimun. The guy who eats a carrot does not have a chiyuv zimun.
But I thought he doesn't do anything. Even though he had a chiyuv zimun, he's not zochen.
He doesn't get credit for it, but he can join because he had that chiyuv zimun.
Right now.
He just can't do it l'mafreya. But we're talking about the guy who's the bari nefashas guy.
Yeah, so but if he's the fifth guy, then they don't need him.
They don't need him,
and then what is he doing? He's not... If the guy
who benched already
doesn't get the schus for the zimun,
so why is he joining in?
He's joining with the other two
right,
guys because
okay.
they need him.
And what about if he's the tenth guy? Right, so the tenth guy's not going to work either, right?
Well, the tenth guy will make the ten.
No, but he can't be the tenth guy. He already made a bracha achrona, right?
Oh, we said he could be the third guy, but he can't be the tenth guy.
No, he can't be either if he made a bracha achrona. We were just talking if he wanted to be the fifth guy or the twelfth guy.
Oh, by benching, you mean?
Yeah. Can he answer?
Okay.
Right. I mean, you're at a wedding and they're benching and you didn't make your bracha achrona yet, so should you wait to make your bracha achrona until after so you can join in with the zimun? You get some credit for zimun, I guess. So he says, Betzir, and even if all he did was dip this stuff in there, Hashtava Yarek Batzir, Uvein Kulama Yarek Kezayis, Vilachim Etzarf, and all he had was a Kezayis between the gravy and the carrot, or kosecha d'shtiya below achila, he drank without eating. Biyachal loymer shachalnu, you can still say achalnu even though you drank. Chutz min amayim d'mayim lo zayni, mayim is not considered food. V'ena chashav mitzdarif, it's not considered chashav to be mitzdarif. But any other water-based flavored drink, meaning you can have a cup of soda also, right? He brings down here, the Aruch Shulchan brings down here, right, that lemonade. So what's lemonade? It's water flavored with lemon, right? He says that's already a little more significant, right? Seltzer, we always treat the same as water, right? Seltzer doesn't count. Yeah, and these same issues come up for, you know, come up for, let's say, manos for Purim, right? Does water count, right? You have a fancy bottle of water, the seltzer count, right? So generally we say it doesn't. Okay, so water doesn't help. As Jimmy asked, even if he's thirsty and wants to drink, right? It doesn't help. It's not considered a chashev drink that, you know, sustains him. Magaram argues and says that every, right, he argues on the Shulchan Aruch and says that a drink is a drink. And there are those who bring it down la halacha, right? But right, he just goes ahead and says all these other shitas that don't agree. Right. So, okay. I guess he brings down the Shari Tzion that in Yud, right, he says the ha'akoponim l'didon tefachin dan hazan brachas zimun, right, that you need to say the first bracha, and the first bracha is hazan this hakol, right, so therefore you need midi demizaini, which is going to eliminate water as a possibility, right, but then they bring down, let's say according to Chazon Ish, when you have 10 people, right, you don't need to say the first bracha, right? Sufficient that the bracha zimun, the bracha lokenu, is sufficient, right? So then you don't have this hazan issue, and maybe water would count for the 10th guy. Okay, meaning is, we clearly don't offer the guy water. You're definitely safer to do that. Okay, and then he says, Yud Gimel HaMavarech Echad, right? He has to be the one who, one of the people who ate bread. He says the kivin shumotzi is chaver v'chazimun chomer tve. Since he's the guy who's motzi them, right? So we prefer him to be the that he ate bread. And Yerik v'udinez amashka. But again, he says you have 7 and 3 vegetable eaters or orange juice drinkers. So we said that'll also be mitzdarf. Okay, let's go back to. Beralach here. Kizai is Yerek. You got Jimmy? Back on 200.
Yeah.
Okay. Says Biragra Mash Shadai to Loibuin Kizaias Latsira Fasar. That you don't need a Kizaias to be the 10th guy. Chemash Bushira Ob, Medevi Raila Psaka Riv, the Dafla Sar Mitzdarf. Losham is going to be Zamnin ad Kizayas. Masnisim every Tzir Shlosha. Then it says the Kizayas you only need for 3 people. Every Muchach, the Tzir Fasar, who after Pach the Kizayas. And maybe for 10, you don't need. If you're one of those 3 people, you don't need to have a Kizayas either, just even less than a Kizayas. Bushibol, the Lech, maybe Gamkin Rebbe, to serve the Tzir Fasar, Mahani, I feel Pach the Kizayas Dagon. Right? Even less than a Kizayas of food would work. And Shem Lechar, who didn't the Pachos me Kizayas Yarek, could be less than a Kizayas of, you know, carrot. After the after al dog and gamping the barashum bracha chron pachs mikzayis, come up when she became a tverik, akapam lini and dog on more diet to the field pachs mikzayis mahani. Right now, he said maybe you could make a distinction, even though there's no bracha chrona on a half a kizayis of bread, and there's no bracha chrona on a half a kizayis of carrot, but at the end of the day, maybe bread is more chosha. Okay, but there's the idea that if to be number 8, 9, or 10, you don't need to have a kizayis even. Right now, again, he brings down the gra as the bearer of the shita, and the Mishnah Berurah gives a tremendous amount of weight to the gra, but he still doesn't want to go against the Shulchan Aruch here, and he says, and why is that? He says, Dasa Mordechai Shmimenu Hotzi HaShochar Mekaro. More Beis Yosef, Lav Dasa Chidoi. Because the Shochar is based on the Mordechai. Mordechai is not a Das Yachad. The Mestav, the Das, Kalhani Post, Kam Shem Mechalkin, Ben Shlosh Lassar. Lee and Sirif, right? All those who say the same rules apply. Sirif Lu Akopon. Bo Yinu and Shir Kazayas. You need a Kazayas. The Reis of Mishnah Reish Perek Shlosh Yachad. Dasham Shachal Pachim Kazayas. Aim is Amin Alav. Right, there is no zimun. Yeah, feel the name of Perushim Dino, feel the Bachal Yerek. Right, Milchak Mizal Kapanam doing Kizayas Dafka, feel Lenin Sirif. There are Perishkal Rishonim, the High Masis and Mari Lenin Sirif. Right, so that again seems that you need to have same rules for 3 and 10. Well, the Dudu Bavadi and Chalak Mishlosh al Asara, they don't make any distinction in 3 and 10. The Milchak Maharaya, Shevi, Bali, Shitazu, Mehadi, Yatsiachan, and Lashuk. The Adram Asara, Machmir, and Tvei. Nadrab with 10, we want even maybe more Machmir because we're saying Hashem's name. Beam came Bivadi and Lahakal Adidu Bapach Mikazayas Vilinya Asara. The Kivan Debonas Alum 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 the Das Arif, Visiata Machmir and Yosel and Yisirif, Yekolu Basara, Lahit Starfield Pach Mikazayas. Right? Why would they be more Mako? Began Lum Alum Alasas Pluk the Chadosh Ben Embyo, the Rashba Shemaskim. There have been in Sirif Shlosh Davka Bedagan Sirili Behedi Gamkin Lenin Sirif Asara Kalin Bayerik Hai Gavna. Meaning there are sheetas that hold that, you know, you can't just stop eat a carrot or drink a cup of apple juice, right? So what? So but when it comes to 10, they're going to let you drink the cup of apple juice. Da'al Kalpanim Hametzarif Bechaya Beza Bracha Achrona Dimkain Shaklal Tzarif Lenin Zima Einshan Brachs Memchaz Dimkain Al Kalpanim Bin Kazai Shem Mechui Bracha Achrona. Right, Lamaisi, you do need a, you should have a Kazayas, right, where you would be Chayav and Brachron, Vahid, the Tasev, the Shmevi, Shibol, Lekha, the Raya, Lav, Raya, Gemurhi, Afil, the Indian dog, and the Usagi, Bach, the Kazayas, Eshma, Hashem, the Kazayas, I day, Shetavel, Betsir, Moshe, Dach, Hashem, Ktas, Piatma, right, so he doesn't like any of the Rayas that are brought to, that less than a Kazayas works, and therefore you do need a Kazayas even for the tent. And then he says the drink has to be revius. I am biragrosh kazu das the Mordechai kshtaso mashman to daito deloy bo inon revius. Kmo de mekel hagrol inu kzayis yarek. Right, they want to understand that that again the girl learns that you don't need to have a revius if it's for 10 people. Achkar kshav kashal haka. Right, we already said we don't want to be mekel. The Kami Shem Sri Lukane, Belly Rabbi Bisham Sefer Tatal Darak, the Gamba Rover via Sagi. Right, because the Lord Motz came post Macharim. The Elly Rabbi brings down such a Shita, but he says no one seems to say it. The Lanias Dait, the Aim Lutkos Kokach the Varav, Mach the Grow, the Ime Sri Lukane, Kazai, Smail, the Gamba, and Sagi, Bashir Kotamiod. Right, so you, to say it doesn't exist, right, we know the Grow holds that less than a Kazai could work for a minion. The Prat Rover Vias through Shir Chashalin Kiddush, and maybe a Rover Vias, which is a Moli Lugmov, which works for Kiddush, maybe that would be a Chashalin of Shir. Yesh Har Poskim to Mistapkalin and Bracha Chrona, right? Even for Bracha Chrona, there's a whole list of Rishonim that whole day you make a Bracha Chrona on a Moli Lugmov. This was Shir Kazai Savin Shdiashu Shlish Vias, right? Because there are those who hold that a, that even an ounce, you can make a bracha achrona and chashkein barover vias. Certainly, Molly Lugmov. You have to chachil machmir shel varch bracha achrona machpachim vias. Even though we're machmir, to make sure you have a vias, because he comes in reishud. Come luckily you serve after the ash lachem pachas mizeh. Will chachil bevadi yestov lahadi shirzer vias after the after yesh to yesh lahakel. So he does make the distinction, even though by food we're not going to give you less than a kazayas, right? Even though the gross says maybe that would work. We're not going to give you less than a kezayis because achila has a kezayis. But when it comes to drinking, it's a huge machlokas how much you have to drink in order to make a bracha achrona. Or machmir, to make it that you drink a whole revius. But there are sheets that hold that, you know, a kezayis, which is 1 ounce, right, is enough to mechayev a bracha achrona, that mole lugma of an ounce and a half. And therefore, when it comes to zimun, right, seemingly for, even for three maybe, right, you might be able to have someone drink a Moli Lugmov and be able to join him into the Zimun. But he says it's best to have the guy drink a Revius. Right? Again, it's not so complicated. 3 ounces of orange juice is not such a big deal. Give that guy 3 ounces, tell him he has to drink wine, that might be a big deal. But Okay. Gimel. Hamitzar of tzar chlevarach bracha achrona masha achal. V'ainu nifte b'berchas hamazon shalevu. So, even if he's listening to the whole benching, that doesn't help him for his bracha and his carrots. He has to make his own bracha achrona. Amed dvar morim disagi v'chol maichol litzar chlevarach. Right? So now he says, when do we say that any type of food helps? That's maybe for 10. Now, this again, what we saw before, right, was, remember the halacha started off, we were been extrapolating it to 3. But the halacha starts off that 9 people who eat bread, you know, can the 10th guy eat a carrot, can the 10th guy drink wine, or the last 3 guys? The question is by 3. So this first opinion here says that this only works, right, for the last 3. Guy 8, 9, and 10 to eat whatever they want, right? You need 3 bread eaters. Right? There those who say that a cookie will help. There's a yeshomer that says that anything helps. So, therefore, ideally, if you can get the guy to eat a kizayis of bread, which is almost impossible, great. Right now, he says all the things we've said that it's a good thing to be mitzar for the zimun. Sounds like it's only a good thing if he's going to eat bread. Otherwise, don't give him anything because then you're getting yourself into a suffix. V'im eiro shenostin lo lishto se maichal acher yizam limo af pishen rotz alecho pas. And if he happens to have eaten and drunk with you, then you can join him in with the zimun even though he didn't eat bread. Right? So the Mishnah is saying that it's maybe this whole idea of eating bread is a must-have, and if you don't do it for 3, then don't. No mitzvah to go forcing the guy to eat a cookie or to have a cup of orange juice. Okay, that's the show. That's the different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So, Tezva, Tzarech Levarech. So, right, you have to make the bracha achrona. Le'achar shegamer lishma berachas zimun, after they hear berachas zimun, meaning if you're going to make a shehakol, right, you have to listen to hazon es hakol until you finish, until they finish that first bracha, then you can make your bar nefashos. Right? You can't just wait till he says, Baruch Shem Shal Tuol Chayinu, and then they start benching and he starts, because Baruch Sazimun continues until the first bracha is over. And he says, V'eino nifter, right? He's not Yotzi with benching. As we'll see later on. Right, comes in Reish Ches. If you say Machrom Shem, the Ein Berachas Shlosh Paters Mein Shlosh Shlosh Shlo Berachas Velo Berachas Barin Nefashos Rabbos. Benching does not help you for cookies or for grapes, and it doesn't help you for apple juice.
Why is that, though?
Well,
why?
Well, let's see the next line here. He says, Achim Ochal Tamarim Moshasi Yain Bevadei Mahani B'Devet. But Tamarim, right, or wine, the Hakayim Umisin Reish Ches, the Im B'Devet Berachlein Berachas Mosin Yatsa. Right, again, we'll see more when we get over there, because again, Berachas Hazon, Midi de Mezaini, right, it's really bread, is the thing that is considered the Midi de Mezaini. And therefore, it's going to say that that's why wine is also considered a Mezon and is Tamarim. Lefima de Paskushom kam achrom da'afal daisa in Berach Berachas Mosin Yotza, kam be daisa din hachi, right, that even daisa, which is again, it's a wheat product. The kosmogram de kom mokum lechatchila yechavin. Right, but don't, that's not the way you should be yotze by listening to benching for that, right, for grapes and for daisa or whatever. Okay, so some say that this whole thing about carrots and apple juice only let star flasara.
What can I say? So the Havmin is to say that if you eat grapes, you ask the one who's making the zimun to be motziyo?
No. Don't do that. You might want to listen to the whole benching.
I don't think that'll work.
You should dafka not do that. B'dievet it'll work. We don't want you to bench. We're only doing a benching bracha achrona or b'dievet bracha achrona. Because b'dievet it will work for wine. It will work for grapes. It will work for tamar, for dates, and daisa.
So what, l'chechil, you could do it for those?
No.
or you shouldn't.
No, but the evidence works. So if you happen to have listened to the whole benching, and then you ask your rabbi, oh, I joined in the Zeman because I had 4 ounces of wine.
Right.
Do I need to make my Baruch HaChrona now? I listened to the entire benching. He'll say no.
So I'm just saying, does the Mavarach have to have that in mind, that he's being Motzi him? It sounds like he's not. He wouldn't think of it.
He's probably having in mind to be Motzi everybody who's there.
Okay.
He's not paying attention what the guy's doing on his own. But we wouldn't know.
Right.
We don't do it anyway.
Right.
We only do the first Baruch out loud.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start for last Sarah. Right? So we... it doesn't join, it only helps for 10. Because you already have at least 3 people who ate bread. You just need him there to sort of make dominion. And he says, because that requires benching. And then he says that some who say, is a dagon, a cookie. Oatmeal or any food that you'd make a la mechion. And then he says in Chav to be Yerik B'chol Michael, right, that no, the same rules for 10 applies to 3. Food and Shtia, right, drinking a Revius, Chanabasiv, Beis, Linyan Asar, Vitam Deis Israelu, Linyan Sirv Lazimun, Elu Gam Linyan Shlosha, Kivin Shnaim Em Ochlu Pas, Vuchliyam Berchus Amazon. 2 of them ate bread, need to bench. So in order to make Zima, you need 2 guys who need to bench, and 1 guy who needs to make a bracha achrona. And therefore, it will work. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, therefore, 2 people are eating. This is the Shulchan Aruch's like achra. The chatchil yesh lezaraz v'shulchal pas dafka, let him tell a guy to eat bread. They love to say day rishona. So all my efforts to have a guy join us with Zimun, it's never going to happen if the guy's going to have to go wash and make a motzi and eat his ice of bread. Right? But according to Shulchan Aruch, if he doesn't want to eat the bread, don't give him anything so you don't get into the suffix. But if you did give him something, but if you did do it, then you do have that opinion that says that if he ate a kizayis with you. Now, here's where we get our punchline. Chav Beis, Lishtos. V'yachshav nogim sh'im lo rat lechol pas, nosno lechatchilu Lishtos, lechol eis adover chedei achrona. We do, right, which is now justifies my giving the guy a cookie, giving the guy a cup of apple juice, right? And why is that? Because, again, this is Zima. We're not talking about, you need a minion. We're not talking about Hashem's name. So, Suffolk and Zimun, right? This would be the classic case of Suffolk and Zimun. Suffolk and Halacha, right? So, go with the Zimun. So, therefore, Lechatchila, right? According to this, it's a third opinion here, but according to third opinion, Yotze Mitzvah Zimun. And what's the downside? That you made a bad Zimun? That you said, Nevarach Shachal Mishalo? We should bless Hashem? Right? Not such a big downside. So, therefore, it's still better to go offer the guy some food and have him join you for the Zimun. Okay, what time tomorrow?